This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Ping.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman, where you'll learn to awaken your divine intuition and open your human heart. Sit back, relax, and get ready to laugh and learn. Here's Sarah.
Shine on by, don't you know I'm a new soul? Slide on by, don't you know I get lonely?
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. I am your host, Sarah Wiseman, and just returning to you after a couple weeks off, just back from a major, major adventure, pilgrimage, life experience trip to Egypt with Beyond Words, my publisher, for our Sacred Egypt retreat that just happened in April. And I have not yet recovered from all the jet lag in order to start writing and sharing with you about this journey on the blog. But it was amazing, and it really opened my eyes to a lot of new aspects about humanity and about spirituality and about past lives and about guides. In fact, I'll be telling you more about this as we move along, but I received a new guide that is very profound to me, and I'm going to be sort of working on seeing what channeling comes forth from that new entity coming through in the summer as I sit down and meditate on that and try and bring some new spiritual teachings through for me and for everyone. So today we have Free Readings Wednesday, and that means you can call in for your free reading from moi at 844-390-8255, 844-390-8255, and I would love to speak with you, chat with you, kind of find out what's going on in your life and what I can help you out with. A couple other things to notice is tomorrow we're going to kick off our May course of the month, which is how to hear what the universe is saying. And this is a pretty unique course. It's part of Beautiful Souls Community. So it's our private group, all the folks listening to the radio, all the folks that follow on the blog. It's open to anyone, but it's kind of just designed for this kindred spirit connection that we have going so strongly. And this course teaches how to hear what the universe is saying. You can find it at sarahwiseman.com, and it's just $15, and it takes you through a process of blind readings, which are readings where you don't know, you find the answer before you know what the question is, which is fairly amazing, because it really creates that trust level. Like it's so easy to do a reading when you know the question, and then your ego sort of gets involved, and maybe the answer is accurate and maybe it's not. But when you're doing blind readings, you're absolutely working from soul level. You're working from highest vibrational level, because ego does not know the question, and so ego can't get involved. Now, it sounds difficult, but what most people find is that it's incredibly easy. It's like we have all these gifts that we can use, and we just kind of don't know we have them. So anyway, I invite you to join in that group. We've got a nice steady group already forming for that, How to Hear What the Universe is Saying. It's $15. It's at sarahwiseman.com, and we will start that on May 2nd. I also wanted to mention that we are starting signups for our summer group training. As you know, I offer Intuition University group training every semester. And so we'll be starting our new group, and signups are on now. We've already got quite a few folks signed up, and I haven't announced it yet until today. So if you're interested and you want to make sure you get a spot, go to the website and just go to training, and you'll find the information there. And finally, I want to really be thrilled. I'll be talking more about this, but I just found out while I was in Egypt that the book Messages from the Divine, my new book that came out last year, has won a Nautilus Award for religion and spirituality. And that's super exciting. And it was a really felt good and really felt validating that this book that is so dear to my heart, and for those of you guys who've been studying it in book groups or studying it on your own, it just feels really wonderful that this kind of spirituality that you and I practice, this, it's not religious, it's not based on any tradition, it's based on the idea of direct connection to source, the idea that you or I have the ability to have direct connection with no middleman, no guru, no teacher, no nothing in between you and your guides, you and the angels, you and source. And that this is a new way of raising consciousness. It's a new way of raising consciousness. It's a new way of sort of creating a religion of your own, or creating a religion without punishment or taboo or sin or any of those ideas, like just connecting to the universe as part of the universe, connecting in this great state of oneness. So that was super exciting. I want to remind you, today is Free Readings Wednesday. Lines are quite open at this moment. So call in to 844-390-8255. 844-390-8255. And I think we'll go to our first caller as other folks can start to call in. We've got our first caller up, which is Rebecca from San Clemente. Rebecca, welcome to the program.
Thanks.
Yes, hi. What can I help you out with?
Well, because I just read that you do free readings, I called in, but specifically the things that I'm really struggling with right now is I'm starting a new business. And I have these moments of euphoria because I'm so excited that I'm finally doing it. And then moments of sheer terror that I can't believe I'm doing it. Any words of advice on that? I would love.
Yeah, just ride the wave and enjoy it. You know, that's really...
that's a good point.
Yeah, I think it will... So it's going to take a couple years to stabilize, like, to this place where you're feeling like, oh, I created it and it's working. Like, it's really working. It's right. It's not just in startup mode. So kind of hold to your vision and and just the way I work things is I work in meditation for all my guidance. So if I'm given a vision of like starting a new business, I just go and do that. And I keep that vision coming in meditation and with the guides so that the day to day when things like, you know, aren't working perfectly at the beginning, you just keep attaching to that vision in meditation. It just keeps getting stronger and stronger. And the guides will help you. You may be able to notice that you're receiving some guides that are almost like little business expert guides, and that will help you navigate, like, how do I do my website, or how do I set up this, or, you know, all those things. So the more you meditate, it's like, the meditation is worth more, you know, 10 minutes of meditation is worth more than 3 hours in front of your computer in terms of showing you the quick path. So
well, it's funny you should say that, because somehow I've gotten off of my meditation path for about the last 3 weeks. So maybe that's throwing me off.
Yeah. You know, it's, I don't know. I've just recently joined a local group that we meet every Monday. And I never had that, like, here I teach groups online, but I never had my own little forcing me to connect group. And you might just find something like that where you kind of are forcing yourself to connect in at least, I mean, obviously daily is better, but at least once a week in a really deep way, it really, really clears up a lot of stuff. It just like releases all the worry and all the fear. Yeah.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned joining a group because, not that it's a meditation group, but it's Toastmasters, because I think that verbalizing what my vision of my path is, I think could help me in a similar way to, you know, visualizing through meditation. So that's really interesting that you said that, because I haven't thought about Toastmasters in years.
Yeah, and Toastmasters, I haven't done that, but like this radio show, we're in our ninth year, and at the beginning, Rebecca, I had to type a script out and read it every single show because I was so afraid.
Right.
And now, of course, you know, it's just so familiar. So the more you do these things where you're like kind of getting that, you know, it's like you're saying, yes, here's my fear. And the more I expose myself to that, you know, the more that fear just like it just goes away. And then you just don't have a fear of speaking or a fear of whichever, whatever particular fear it is. What do you think your biggest fear area is? Like my biggest fear area is often around like forms and math, like accounting or taxes. Like that's really hard for me. What's your biggest fear area that for a business?
Well, interestingly enough, I think it has to do with the fact that this business concept I'm doing together with my husband, I think I tend to just have a fear of commitment in a lot of ways. So that means, and the concept really has a lot to do with him because he's the chef in the kitchen. It's an awesome concept, though. It's the nutty Italian. It's all plant-based food and Italian food. So I'm doing a lot of the content and all of the social media and all that. So I think my biggest fear is, weirdly, what if for some reason he can't also contribute what he needs to contribute? So I'm actually putting my fear on someone else, which is probably not helpful.
So this is bringing up deeper issues of, not issues, but deeper questions of like working on a team with someone for you, which is, that's a great soul lesson.
Totally.
So yeah, that's learning to work together, learning to work as a team. Beautiful soul lessons of like getting along and speaking your truth and holding your power, all that stuff's going to come up. So wonderful.
Right. I'm feeling the fear again.
Yeah, no, that's the real thing. So those are the lessons that you're working through. And it feels like you're actually going to become a much more clear communicator and stronger person through this process than you are now. And it feels like you're pretty strong at this point, but you're going to get like highly focused. So I think it's wonderful. I think this
everything you're saying just totally resonates. There's so many different things and messages that I have been receiving and coming in, and you're kind of just validating and kind of helping me to know that I can guide myself through this.
Yes. Well, or you
and that,
can...
that will be a lot of growth, but that's going to be, I do know it's going to be a lot of work. I just need to be aware of that going into it.
Yeah. The way I would look at it is, my phrasing would be, I don't really guide myself. I let the universe guide me. And that's a lot easier.
That's a better way to
have
it.
To have that, have the universe have your back at every moment versus you having to create it yourself. So yeah. Well, good luck to you, Rebecca.
Of all the good stuff.
Yeah, good luck to you. And
thank you so much.
Do very well. Yeah, thank you. Thanks.
Well, I'll keep you posted. Thank you.
Yeah, good. Yeah. I think Rebecca brings up some good points that sometimes we do these things, like maybe you're wanting to write a book or you're starting a business or you're going to travel or you're going to start a family, or you're going to be in a committed relationship. Well, all these big markers, maybe you're facing an illness, and all of these things come in as soul lessons You know, we think it's about, oh, I'm starting the business, but really maybe it's about, oh, I'm going to just really grow in my power. Or we think it's about, oh, I'm going to write a book. And maybe it's about having the courage to face whatever fears we have in exposing ourselves and so on. Those are just some examples. But the universe provides these experiences as ways of working on our soul lessons, which is amazing. And we're always supported. Let us go to the phones. And it looks like we have Rebbe calling from Utah. Rebbe, welcome. Hi, are you there, Rebbe?
Yes.
Hi, can you turn down your radio or whatever the sound is so we can get a clear? We're getting some reverb or something on that.
Is it quiet now?
Yeah, wonderful. Well, what can I help you out with today?
Oh, I've been working on my intuition, improving it, and I'm just wondering if you can get any sense of what is blocking me from receiving better.
Yeah, it feels like initially, and this is pretty common for a lot of people, not just your experience right now, but it feels to me that you're a little bit afraid of the information that you're going to receive. Like you think it might be bad news, or you think it might be too hard to take emotionally. And so there's some level of blocking that. But what the guides are saying is, it's actually not the case. You can handle, like, you already know what you're going to receive. You already know that in your heart. So you can handle anything that is shown to you or anything that comes up for you. So that's part one. And the other part is, like, you're just not sure you can accept, like, how awesome you are that you can do this, you know? And so it's sort of like, is it really possible? And the guides are saying, yes, it is really possible, but you've just been taught to disbelieve that, you know, your whole life. So it's like believing in magic or something, you know, is it real? It's like, yeah, it is real. How do those things connect for you, or what does that bring up for you?
Those are totally spot on. And I do, yeah, sometimes I worry if it's wrong to be able to know.
Mm-hmm.
And they do kind of fear, what does that make me if I can know so much?
Mm-hmm. So part of that is from probably past religious or cultural training, this idea like only a priest can know, or only a psychic can know. It's like we're not worthy, which is an old idea that you can release. But the other idea is the universe doesn't show us everything. So it's almost like sometimes you heard that term of like we get the next breadcrumb. We don't always get the full picture. Like say you knew someone who was ill and you wanted to look in and see how they were going to do. Like maybe they're going to get better, or maybe they're going to pass on. The universe may or may not show you that if it's like not your business, if it's not your business to know. So,
yeah.
So, you're only going to get what is, like your next step, or, what is what God or the universe finds in your best interest to know. You're not going to get information that isn't yours to process or yours to have. Like there's still so much mystery in terms of how we kind of wander through lives. Does that help? Does that make sense to you more?
Yeah, that's really helpful. That's nice to know. I really don't want information that's not my business. And so nice to think I could relax into knowing and I'll only get what belongs to me.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And part of the journey is being surprised. And let's see, so I just got back from this trip to Egypt, and I knew that the trip to Egypt, what I was shown is that it would be absolutely life-changing, but I wasn't shown the specifics of how that would be until I was actually on the trip. So it's like it was all like this sense of knowing this is a big deal, but not being given the information of, and here's why, until I was actually there in the moment. So it's like you just have to kind of wander and sort of relax into like just being as you're kind of moving through your life.
So move where you get direction and just be open to whatever happens when you're there.
Yeah, it's like you get a general vision or direction, and then you kind of float or wander or kind of move toward that. And that is, and then you get another general direction and you kind of move toward that. But it's not like you're ever going to get, here's your whole life and here's everything that's going to happen. And now you know it. You're not going to get that level of information because it's not useful to us to have that.
Okay. And then I have one more question about guides. I keep thinking I would really like to be able to speak to my guides. And then at the same time, I think I'm a little afraid of them or, you know.
Yeah.
Do you get us anything about that?
Well, so I have been teaching people to work with their guides for a pretty long time, like in these group trainings that I offer every semester. And so I'm pretty aware of what most people have as their experience when they meet their guides, and what it pretty much 99.9% is like, it's just pure love. And what's almost hard to take is that we aren't always used to that level of love. Like we haven't always experienced that in our lives. So the only overwhelming part can be it's so wonderful, as opposed to nothing scary, nothing weird. It's just like being with, I don't know, Jesus or Buddha. Those are the level of the beings that you're going to encounter. So it's a lot, but it's amazing.
Do you see them with your eyes or just like in your imagination?
Yeah, I call it like seeing it in your third eye, but you could use, sometimes you use the word imagination, or you picture it, or maybe you sense them. So have you taken my course? I think it's called Be a Divine Conduit for Your Guides and Angels.
No, I haven't.
That would walk you through the way I teach it. And that's just, it's just most of my self-study courses, they're all $15. Like, so it's not a big expenditure. So that's on the website. You can find that there. And that would probably give you a lot of support. Hey, Rebbe, thank you so much for calling. I appreciate your call.
Thank
I'm going
you.
To take a quick break, but I think you're completely on the right track. So good job.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. We're going to take a super quick break. Yep. We're going to be back with Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman in just a moment.
Are you an empath, intuitive, sensitive, or seeker who wants to learn more? Do you long to master the secrets of spiritual intuition for personal or professional growth? Would you like to work directly with Sarah? Sign up now for Intuition University, Sarah's year-long program in spiritual intuition, where you'll study with a supportive group of kindred souls, just like you. Classes start every semester. Learn how you can become a student of Intuition University at sarahwiseman.com.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Today we're talking about how can we hear what the universe is telling us. And interestingly, a couple of the callers have talked about, you know, this idea of what happens when we do start working with our guides, or, what happens when we embark on these big life changes, the soul lessons we learn. So these are all ways that the universe communicates with us and guides us. And there's also lots of other ways. Just the fact, like in Egypt, one of the meditations we did was outside in this beautiful courtyard. And as we began meditating, it was third eye opening meditation. The wind picked up and began to swirl in these sort of not tropical, but hot weather style trees. And the universe was a part of, as our meditation energy grew, the wind swirled and swirled in the trees. And this is all part of the way that the universe speaks to us all the time, not just nature, but with objects and events and other people communicating with us and synchronicities, all this stuff. So we're not unsupported. We're always part of this aspect of flow that's always going on. I want to go to the phones. I don't want to keep people waiting. Free readings Wednesday, 844-390-8255. And we have Maureen calling from Miami. Maureen, welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi. What can Hello. I help you out Hi. With today? Hi.
Hi. Okay. So, by the way, thank you for the last 33 lessons, the one that was in January. That was a big opener for me.
Nice.
My question today is, so I've been kind of on the fool's journey for about a year and a half now, give or take. On that journey, my life has just been like a whirlwind. And I communicate, you know, I have a very strong line of communication with the universe, and I took some very big leaps of faith. I'm a single mom. I left a great comfort zone in New York and moved to Miami. I had great business out there and decided to pursue my my healing and coaching practice in Miami. And I've just been really thriving through times of extreme uncertainty, and I would even go as far as to say, like, the last stage of my dark night of the soul. Now, I really do feel that I'm at the end or even at the beginning already of the new phase. And there's definitely been some openings. And I feel them, you know, both in my love life and my financial life, like kind of ripping in. But the thing is, there's still some uncertainty around my, my financial situation and my living situation. And, you know, even though I do communicate on my own. You know, there's a saying in Hebrew that basically says the shoemaker walks barefoot. You know how it is. When you're caught up in a situation, it's really hard to do a reading for yourself. So I was really hoping that you can help me out on that front, mainly around the financial and the living situation, which seems very uncertain for me right now. And it's kind of been keeping me really stressed.
So here's what I'm receiving. I definitely agree that the end of this particular passage, actually, I think it's already ended. It feels clear that you're embarking on the new stage. It feels like what happened to you was almost like this massive stripping down of many, many, many identities. And so that's always that's always super rough, but it feels like you're coming to the other side, or it feels like the other side of that has already begun. And the thing is that you're not meant to step into, I'm going to just say it like how I'm receiving it and hopefully it'll connect to you, but you're not meant to add on identities that you just stripped. So like the old way of looking at how you live or the old way of looking at finances, you're not meant to just go forward with those old ideas or those old identities about how things should work. The universe is asking you to go forward in a new way, just like super in flow, super in trust. And the main piece that you're being asked to let go of right now, this last chunk, is like the whole fear that things are going to go wrong, because things aren't going to go wrong. It's just the fear, like this black cloud accompanying you. And this fear has been like something that you've been working on your entire life. A lot of us have, but they're saying it's time to just drop that away. It's time to just let it go. I want to also say, I don't see romance as a big priority right now. I don't know if you're in a romance or not, but that seems like not where your energy should go. It feels like it's really looking at the fear and really saying, I don't want to live with you anymore. I just don't want the chaos and the darkness anymore. I just don't want to participate. What does that feel like to you in terms of your own process or how you're thinking about things?
So, I mean, I've been shown, you know, I do live the mystical life and I am shown daily miracles and my belief system is strong. But on the other hand, I'm also a single mom and I have, you know, I have kids dependent on me. And if it was just me in the world, you know, I would go all in on this journey without thinking twice about it. But, you know, that part of me that's a mom and that has responsibilities. And I just, you know, it's been uncertain for so long and it's really taking a toll on me. And I really feel like I already need, you know, some stability, some security. And mind you, I also came from that. I was very independent. I built myself very strongly. My business was doing good. And suddenly I'm back down to not knowing if and when I'll be able to pay the rent. And it's just, I understand, you know, what you told me. I know I've been getting those messages every day to release the fear of lack and loss. But and I've been stripping away slowly as much as I can, but I keep getting to that human block that, you know, I just can't release that fear completely because, again, I have kids. I'm not.
Yeah. So, you know, I've been where you're at. I've been a single mom with, I think, 1 month. I had $300 come in, you know, back then, and it was pretty dicey, pretty bad. Pretty horrible, awful. And I know that there's people listening, like who've been there or who are there now. But even so, and my vision is that things go fine, that you, you know, like when you're rock climbing, not that I personally rock climb ever, but I'm just getting that vision of like you're rock climbing and you find the next little, I don't know what they're called, the next little grip. And then you find the next little crevice that you need to grab to, and you just keep going. That's the process you're in. Like everything is going to work out. It just hasn't coalesced yet or converged yet, but the stability, that's where it's going. But it's not even the fear of lack. They're saying you need to release the fear of fear. It's a little different. So what I would do is meditate greatly on releasing fear, especially with this. We've got this new moon. What is it? May 4th, I think. Just put the next few days into universe. Just release this for me. Just release it all. I want to go forward. You know, my heart, you know, my goals, you know, what I'm trying to manifest for myself and my family, and just sort of lean back and trust and let the fear go. And again, you're going to have to fight with your ego because your ego is saying, oh no, got to be fearful. It's never going to work. But that's not where you are. You've got to battle that fear back so that you can see clearly what the next steps are for you. So keep going and don't be afraid.
Are you sensing anything with regards to the residents? Because I've kind of been getting a message about a move of residence, and that's also been stressing me out. Like I'm, you know, physically exhausted from this last move, which just happened a few months ago, and just the thought of like moving again, even though I did get a message that the transition will be I can't remember the words, like smooth or just pleasant or something like that, but it's just everything seems so uncertain right now, and especially that part.
Yeah, what I'm seeing is that the main thing is to avoid is getting entangled in a romance, even though that seems like that might be supportive, but they're saying not right now. And that in June, so there's like the month of May is still a bit, you know, it's kind of like walking on an even road, but in June things smooth. So in June is like you take those deep breaths and you're like, okay, now I see I did make it through. I did make it through. And now I see here's where the stability is. So there's not much longer to go through this. And energetically, you've already made it through the worst. So yeah, have faith, have faith. I'm gonna let you go because I gotta take the next caller.
I know. Thank you so much for that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much. Thanks for calling.
It. Okay.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Yeah. You know, I want to talk a little bit about fear before we go to our next caller. One of the things I learned in Egypt, you guys know, a lot of you know, I have a lot of issues with flying because of past trauma there. And got on that plane from, I guess it was Portland to JFK and then JFK to Cairo, and got on that plane to Cairo and something happened. So I realized I could sit there for, you know, 12 hours in a state of anxiety and a state of, you know, panic, or I could just let the fear go. And I just decided I was going to let the fear go. And in this journey, like in Egypt, everything, all these things came up, like, oh, I'm afraid of this. Oh, but what if I wasn't? Like riding a camel. I was super afraid. And then I did it. And I realized I can just have this life. A lot of folks struggle with anxiety. I've been one of them. I can just have this life where I don't attach to that part anymore. I'm just tranquil. I just trust. And it's been life-changing to begin to live in this new way of trusting that the universe, whichever way it works, I don't need to control it. I don't need to stress about it. Everything is well in hand. Alrighty, let us go to the phones. And we have Sean from Morgan Hill, California. Sean, welcome.
Hi, Sarah.
Hi, thanks for your patience. What can I help you out with today?
Well, about 8 months ago, I was abruptly laid off and have been taking advantage of the time to rest and work on deep soul lessons, including anxiety and trusting and faith and letting go, while also still looking for work. And I think similar to the last caller and others, I'm getting to that period where money's getting tight, and I also really want to go back to work with this new strength that I have, but I haven't had luck so far, and so I wondered if there were additional lessons that I still need to learn, or if it's really time for me to go back to work.
Yeah, and let's see. So what I'm getting is kind of like this idea of, I don't know if you've started the looking process already, but it's almost like the idea of what you're going to go back to in terms of job or position is not quite like you've changed so much. So you're not going to go back to what you were doing before. And it feels like your idea is that you're going to just kind of slot back into similar. And what they're saying is that, no, it's everything has changed. You've changed. And so what you're going to be doing is going to be different than you expect. Does that, what kind of work do you do?
Human resources, leadership, and high tech.
Okay. Okay. So how is that feeling, like thinking of going back to doing that at this moment? Like what's your initial, like, yay, or, where are you on the spectrum of that answer?
Well, I think in the right environment, it can be exciting, and I've turned down a few opportunities that were more that old environment. But I think in a different kind of environment, it could be fun, while at the same time building up financial resources to eventually maybe move on to doing coaching or other type of work. But financially, it's not the right time for me to do that.
Mm-hmm. How long do you think it would take you to build a coaching practice?
Probably about a year.
Yeah. I think that you can decide to go back to what you were doing before. That's option one. I don't think that's the strongest option. You can decide to go back to like a much higher level, like, you know, some of these companies that are like super progressive, have like a really advanced company culture. You can decide to go back and work with that style of thing. And that's a stepping stone choice. But the place you're really going to is the dream of the coaching. And what they're saying is, like, there's no need to really, if it's going to take a year to build it, like, what if you just started that now so that you're not, 4 years down the road, trying to start it. It's like, just get going on that slowly now. You can do that while you're working. You can build it as you're working. And any job that you have with a company is not going to, even with a progressive style company culture, it's not going to be that exciting to you. And you'd only stay there a short time. So, like, go for the real dream, you know? Like, why wait any longer? Why not just do what you really want to do?
Yeah, I have started it, and I'm trying to nail down a niche, mm-hmm. which is an area where I've been a little bit blocked. But working on the niche is the work I've been doing right now while looking for another job.
So how do you – it sounds like you're a fairly practical style person. How do you – I work completely, and I've mentioned on this show today even – I just work from guidance. I literally get my business plan from meditation. It feels like there's more of that needed. Like, looking for a niche, you know, you can do all that in a rational, linear way, and that's one way, but the higher calling is to do it from heart and from soul, and it feels like that deep longing of what you'd really like to do is what's waiting to still be discovered and processed. Or actually allowed. Mm-hmm. Because the money shows up. That's not an issue for you. It's really about truly answering your true calling at this point in your life. No reason to wait.
Okay.
A lot more exposure, a lot more vulnerability at first, a lot more authenticity. Instead of, you know, having the container of working for a company, but a lot more passion and joy and interest too. So, think about all that, see what happens. But I think that things will start to move pretty quickly once you kind of ask yourself what you really, really, really want to do. And then why can't you start that now? Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Hey, thanks for calling. Thanks for calling into the show. Yep. I want to talk a little bit more to you guys about a couple things. Let me just read from one book. We might have time for possibly we have one more caller. Oh, no callers. Okay. So anyway, somebody had a quick question. They could call into 844-390-8255. I have some things I want to teach a little bit right now. So this is from my book, The Four Passages of the Heart. We're going to be working on this book this summer. Holding consciousness is like holding a small, bright lantern into the dark recesses of the world. The world is for the most part a sea of unconsciousness. At this time, however, a small percentage of you are gaining consciousness. This small bit of light may not change the world yet, but it will change the lives of those who are illuminated. And so this book was written back in 2012. Now, we are changing the world now with our light. Our light has grown. Understand that in this lifetime, not everyone seeks and not everyone will find. Most are still sleeping. This has always been so. At any given time, only a few are illuminated. And again, the light of a few. We join our lights together. We connect as souls, as collective soul. We help each other as souls, and the light grows. One last part, to be illuminated does not mean better. You can only be where you are, to be illuminated, to be conscious, to be able to see and understand and work with energy only means you have moved through heart of pain and through the heart of compassion. There are more passages to come. This opening is just the beginning. The more we open our hearts, the heart is where the soul resides, the more we open, the more we are able to receive messages from the universe. We can hear what the universe is saying. We can follow along with that vision or that messaging. And we end up in a flow state where we are being led by a benevolent universe, as opposed to trying to hack through the jungle by ourselves with our egos. It's really this effortless flow versus this sort of hacking, fighting struggle. And it's our choice. It's our choice as souls every day. We're going to take one last caller, Mary from Texas. Mary, welcome to the program.
Hi, I'm six. So hi. I don't really sound like myself, but
okay.
I don't really know what my question is. It's just that I have tried to do these things where I put myself in a position where the flow will come to me, or that I am in the flow, and mm-hmm. It seems like I struggle so much with that because, I don't know, I feel like maybe there's a blockage that's keeping me from realizing my highest potential. And I'm a business owner, and I actually have two businesses going right now. I'm not there today because I'm sick. But I feel like there's something missing, and I can't quite put my finger on it.
So a couple parts. One, we're always in this, at least I am always in this kind of battle of who's going to lead, ego or soul. My ego isn't very dominant. It's more like anxious and fearful style as opposed to like a narcissist ego. But that's still ego, right? It's still ego. So there may be something where, and that's normal. Like, we're human. This is our journey. So the struggle continues, and then as we become more and more open, ego kind of gets left in the dust, whether you have a strong ego or a weak ego, but it's either way, we just start to not live from that perspective. And then the other question is, do you need to have two businesses? It feels like a lot of your stuff is almost like you need to pare way, way, way down so that you can have more focus or more super streamlining.
Yes.
Go.
Yeah, all the focus is on one side of the business right now because it's the part that's making the money currently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I always think, like, go with what's working. Like, as I've set up what I offer, I just, like, whatever's working, I just go with that, because I found that when I go with what's in the past, I would try and like force things that no one was interested in or whatever. And none of those work. So I just started like going with, well, where's the flow? That's what's working. And so it feels like you could chop away one of the businesses or a big part. Actually, that's what I'm seeing. Like, one of the businesses is going to go and the other business is going to get super streamlined. And this frees you up from a lot of, like, right now you're sort of managing this gigantic chessboard of detail. And they're saying, like, no, that's not where it needs to be. You can just totally simplify and still, have the income that you require, that, you know, you need for your life and so forth. You can just totally simplify. So consider that. And it's interesting that you're sick, because if you'd just been at your work, you wouldn't have gotten this message to think about. And now you can like have a cup of tea and think about, like, what if I did just let this go, this whole part, and just see what happens. So, yeah. Yeah. Well, thank you, Mary. Appreciate your call, and hope you feel better. So thank you. Thanks for calling into the show. Yeah. Yeah. So I want to remind you guys, just a few minutes left, How to Hear What the Universe is Saying, our course of the month for May, $15, go to sarahwiseman.com. It's right there on the front page. And signing up for group training summer 2019, go to the website to training. And again, it always sells out. It sells out every semester. It's been selling out since 2012. If you want a spot, get it now, because they just go really quick. And we've already got quite a few folks already taking up the spots there. So would love to work with you. Summer is an especially beautiful time to do this work because we can have nature assist us, which is always wonderful. Hey guys, I'm looking forward to being with you next week with more Ask Sarah with Sarah Wiseman. Looking forward to telling you a bit more about what happened in Egypt. Looking forward to telling you more about this whole journey of being a soul, living as divine human, working on our soul lessons, and helping each other as we go forward. Thanks for listening, and see you next week.
Visit sarahwiseman.com.